you. This is the Blue Ridge 2-Meter Net. Your net control tonight is KQ4WHN. That's Kilo Quebec 4 Whiskey Hotel November. My name is Mark, and my location is Greer. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. The repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call KQ4WHN. Announcements or bulletins for the net, please call KQ4WHN. Well, none being heard, we'll give a reminder that everyone who wants to participate can join us right here Tuesday, March 3rd, checking my calendar to make sure I got it right, Tuesday, March 3rd, for the next, you heard it, the very next, SimplexNet, 8:30. Right here, we'll start off, we'll switch over to 146.520, and we'll call out, see who we can find without a repeater being involved. That's March 3rd, right here on the repeater, and then we'll switch over to 146.520, the national calling frequency, and we'll see how far we can get in our respective areas and who we can talk to. All right, that being done, we'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call sign, your name, your location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RACQ portion. And you got something to say, you got a question, got something to point out, just let me know. I'll put you down. We'll get back to you in the comment section. All right, tonight being Tuesday night, I always have to think, Tuesday night, we're going to begin with the India through Lima group. Before that, we're going to jump in and get all of our pre-net check-ins that came in via the website. And I'm stalling to make sure that I've got everybody who signed up in the system. And it looks like I've got a full list. And then check-ins, we'll do our Echo Link stations if we have any waiting. And then we'll get to the RF section, starting with India through Lima. So that's quite a little bit. Let me get started so we can get through those as rapidly as possible. Stand by. Tonight's pre-net check-ins, we have KC4PLT, that's Richard from Pendergrass, Georgia. Got KF4CKT, that's John from Honeypath. Got KC4WGG, that's Patrick from Rome, Georgia. Got N4UIB, that's Rebecca coming to us from Monroe, Georgia. Got KE4VGN, that's Rich from Greenville. Got KC4PIL, that's Douglas, coming from Spring, Texas. Got a lot of interest in this net. People are coming from everywhere. Got K4XMR, that's Mel, coming from Prosperity. Got AA4GH, that's Gus, coming from my favorite town, Punta Gorda, Florida. Never been there, but I love to say it. Going further, I've got KE4DXJ, that's Wendy, coming in from Hendersonville, and she brings along NC9V. Well, that's Leon. Got K4RYL, that's Ryland, and he's coming to us from Greenville. Got KG4QLQ Linda, and she brings along KG4PFI. Well, that's Don, and they're in Piedmont. Got N4CRV Lee in Simpsonville, and his neighbor down the way, that's KO4ZEW Ben, coming to us from Simpsonville as well. I got WA4JJZ, that's Andy, coming to us from Aiken. And sure enough, they're in line right behind each other. KI4LZI, that's Andy there in Table Rock. Andy followed by Andy. Got KR4AAZ, that's Andy in Greer. Can't be three in a row, is it? My goodness, three in a row. I'll say Andrew. Got Andrew in Greer. Got KQ4ZWS, that's Christine in Traveler's Rest. Got KR4FHX, that's Jamie coming to us from Gaffney. Looking at KN4RJN, that's John coming to us from Brown Summit, North Carolina. Got W4SBX, that's Brad there in Simpsonville. And KB2BYQ, oh, that's David there in Easley. All right, that covers our pre-net check-ins. If you want to do that yourself one time, well, you can just go to the BRARS.cc website and hit the pre-net check-in facility there. All right, I got an Echolink to get in here. I'll take a breath, and I'll say Echolink stations and Echolink stations only. Call KQ4WHN.
Net control. Check-in kilo Oscar 4 Yankee Hotel Yankee Jim in Berea, negative and negative.
Net control, please check 4 Whiskey November Papa, landing via Echo Link, Liberty, in and out.
KQ4WHN with Blue Ridge 2 meter net, and net control would like to recognize KO4YHY. That's Jim in Greenville. Good to hear your voice tonight, Jim. Thanks for getting on the log this evening. And then KG4WNP Landon, short time. Good to hear you, sir. Thanks for getting your name on the log and appreciate your participation tonight. All right. We're getting through this pretty quick. I'm pretty proud of myself. Let's move on to the RF section. RF section starting with India through Lima, I through L. Call KQ4WHN.
WHN. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. I'm James up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. That's where I'm going to be negative and negative and say 73 for each one of you.
10. Please check in Kilo Echo 6, Kilo Echo November, KE6KEN. This is Ken in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
24WHN. Check in Kilo Romeo 4, India Uniform Bravo. Ready?
Q4WHN with Blue Ridge 2 meter net, and want to take time to welcome KK4JFO. That's James there on that mountain. Good to hear you tonight, James. Thanks for getting your name in the book. I've got KE6KEN. That's Ken, and good to hear your voice tonight, sir. Got you down, and always good to hear from you. Got KR4IUB. That's Lenny. Kind of struggling to get into the repeater tonight. Maybe the radio waves are bouncing off of something, but definitely got your call sign, and glad you were able to get them all out there before the signal dropped off the repeater. But a little bit of a struggle, but we got you in the log there. All right, folks, we're going to move on to the next alphabetic group. That's going to be Mike through Papa, M through P. Call KQ4WHN.
Hello? Mark, please check in Kilo 4 Oscar November Oscar Lorena and my husband Kilo 4 Delta Mike Whiskey Rick. We're both in Piedmont, both be negative and negative, and by telephone relay, please check in our daughter Kilo Mike 4 Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle, and she'll be negative and negative.
WHN. Please check in WG4MC. This is Western Greenville County. Be negative and negative, 73 to you and all the net.
It's KQ4WHN with Blue Ridge 2 meter net. And net control would like to recognize. Well, just about everybody. I'm going to say KK4ONO, Lorena, and she brings along the family. KK4DMW, that's Rick, and together they bring their dog KM4MOQ. Well, that's Michelle there in Ware Shoals. And then we got one of our net controllers. That's WG4MC Matt there in Western Greenville County. Fantastic, folks. We're knocking them out. We're getting them in the log. We're growing our list. And just as soon as I look over to the right, I see a couple more Echolink stations. So we're going to take a quick pause and say Echolink stations only. Call KQ4WHN.
KQ4WHN, Mark, check in. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, KA4PQA, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening to yourself and all. Good evening to yourself and the net. No traffic and no table.
Control. Please log in. Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Tango Quebec. This is Greg in Brunswick, Georgia. Georgia, negative and negative. 73.
Q4WHN with Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. And that control would like to recognize our friend Steven, KA4PQA, coming to us from Greenwood. And KO4WTQ, well, that's Greg coming to us, I guess, on the road from Georgia tonight. Good to hear both of you, and thank you for checking in via Echolink. All right, I was on the mic through Papa Group. I think we got him, but I'm going to call it out one more time just to see. Anyone else in the mic through Papa Group want to check in the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net? Call KQ4WHN. Bang, we got that one done. Let's move on to Quebec through Tango. Q through T, call KQ4WHN.
KQ4WHN. Good evening, Mark. Thank you for calling the net. Please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. I'll be negative, negative, sir.
4WHN. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima Golf. KO4QLG. This is Chris in Liberty. And I will be negative and negative. Hello, Tom.
Hey, Chris. Good evening.
4WHN. Again, November 4. Tango Lima Papa. N4TLP. Terry. In Moore, South Carolina. Negative and negative. Good evening.
4WHN. 4WHN, please check in. Kilo Alpha 2. Tango X-Ray Juliet. KA2TXJ. Jim. Mobile in Taylors, I'll be negative and negative.
Q4WHN with the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. And net control would like to recognize N0TR. That's Tom, one of my neighbors over here in Greer. Tom, you just make sure you tell Bernice that I said, hey, I hear her voice on the other end of the radio on various conversations you have throughout the day as I sit in my ham shack slash home office and realize that I don't even think once I've actually said, tell Bernice I said hello, and I feel like that's a responsibility that as a net controller I need to take seriously. But good to hear your voice tonight, sir. Got you in the log. Got KO4QLG, that's Chris coming to us from Liberty. I'm always glad to hear you, Chris. Thanks for coming in and joining us. Got N4TLP, that's Terry over there and more. He's right near my in-laws, so I'll make sure I wave when I go by at some point. Got KA2TXJ, that's Jim, mobile in Taylors, which is always a good place for radio reception. Most of the repeaters are easily accessible there, so glad to hear you tonight, sir, and got you in the log. All right, let's move on to the next alphabetic group. That's going to be for Uniform through Zulu, U through Z. Call KQ4WHN.
WHN. Check in Kilo Quebec 4, Yankee Quebec India. This is Jose. I'm in Taylors and I'll be negative negative. Thank you.
WHN. This is Kilo Golf 4, Zulu Golf Sierra, KG4, ZGS. This is Chris here in Campobello. And I'll be no traffic, but I'll stick around for Rag 2.
I don't know if that was QRM or whether you were trying to check in, but maybe try it one more time, and let's see if we can get you in a better place for some line-of-sight communication with the repeater.
Kilo, Quebec 4, Delta, Golf, Quebec, Jim, Central, negative, negative.
A part of it, I got Kilo, Quebec 4, and then I heard something like Delta Golf Quebec. If you want to come back with your suffix, I think we're close.
Delta Golf Quebec.
Got the prefix wrong because I know your name's not Deborah. Give me your prefix one time, please.
Kilo Quebec 4.
Let me try it all in once. I got Kilo Quebec 4, Delta Golf Quebec. Is that correct?
that Delta is A. First letter of the Alpha.
Kilo, Quebec 4, Alpha, Golf, Quebec. That's James there in Central. QSL?
You got it right.
Sir, I appreciate your patience. That one took me a minute, but we got there. Fantastic. All right, anybody else in the Uniform Through Zulu group? I know we've got a couple there I heard on another repeater checking in somewhere else. Want to make sure we don't leave anybody behind. So if you're in the Uniform Through Zulu group, call KQ4WHN. KQ4WHN with Blue Ridge 2 Internet. And Net Control would like to recognize KQ4 Juan Jose there in Greer. Good to hear you tonight, Jose. You coming in, good signal. I've got KG4ZGS, that's Chris, coming to us from Campobello. Chris, I'm going to hit you up later for an update on your new HTs and how they're working out for you. You got those tri-band Baofengs, if I'm not mistaken. And you were making some good contacts from last I heard. So that'll be something we can talk about here in a little bit. Then I've got KQ4AGQ. Well, that's Jim, and he's coming to us from Central. Again, appreciate your patience getting me in there. All right, just as soon as I look over again, I got a couple more EchoLink stations, so EchoLink stations only. Call KQ4WHN.
Net Control, KT4K, Martin in Greenville, South Carolina, negative and negative.
Net Control, please check in. I've got four here to check in. My call is KC4SKD, Larry. My wife, Rhonda, her call is KG4AHS. That's Kilo Golf 4 Alpha Hotel Sierra. Both in Easley. And I got a couple of check-ins by way of telephone relay. The first is K0JET. That's Kilo Zero Juliet Echo Tango. That's my brother Randall in Asheville, North Carolina. And my youngest brother Charlie, his call is Kilo Foxtrot 4 Golf Golf Foxtrot KF4GGF, Charlie in Deuce Creek. If you need me to repeat any of those calls, that's okay. KC4SKD.
This is KQ4WHN with Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. And Net Control would like to recognize KT4K. That's Martin coming to us from Greenville. Glad to hear you tonight, Martin, and thanks for getting your name on the log. And Larry, I think I'm 4 for 4 on yours. I appreciate you going slow so even I could follow along. I got KC4SKD, that's you, Larry, and you're bringing along KG4AHS, that's Rhonda. Both of you on her in Easley. And then I had K0JET, that's Randall, your brother. And then KF4GGF, that's Charlie. And I think I'm 4 for 4, so pretty proud of myself. Thanks for bringing the family. Love it when we have multiples that come in and just bring in all those operators so we can get everybody down. All right, folks, let's go back to the RF section. We've got the top of the alphabet waiting for us, so let's go ahead and say the Alpha through Delta group, A through D, call KQ4WHN.
For WHN. Kilo Foxtrot 4. Delta Lima Tango. My name's Al, Alpha Lima. I'm portable and easily. And I'll be negative and negative.
WD4, DYH. Whiskey Delta 4, Delta Yankee Hotel. Johnny, Travers Rest, no traffic, no roundtable. Good evening to you and everyone on net. Thank you for calling the net.
Quebec 4, Lima Bravo Alpha to Travis up here in Black Mountain, North Carolina. Appreciate you calling that tonight.
4 WHN. Mark and Annette, thanks for calling Annette. Mark, please check in. KI4 DOS, Gary. Also K3 JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and all on the net.
WHN. Please check in Kilo Romeo 4 Delta Oscar India, KR4 DOI. My name's Clark. I'm mobile tonight through Powdersville. Haven't been on in a while. It's good to be back. Thank you for calling the net. Negative and negative.
This is KQ4 WHN with Blue Ridge 2 meter net. And net control like recognize. KF4 DLT. That's Al. Coming to us from Easley. Good to hear you tonight, Al. Thanks for joining us. Got WD4 DYH. That's Johnny coming to us from Traveler's Rest. Thank you, sir. I appreciate you joining us. Got WX4 DAT. That's Danny coming to us from Gastonia, North Carolina. Danny, you're my number 50 tonight, so I appreciate you getting on the log, and that makes us 50. I've got KQ4LBA, that's Travis, coming to us from Black Mountain, North Carolina. Then everybody's favorite net control operator, well, that's KI4DOS, that's Gary, and he brings along Joy, K3JOY. Good to hear you tonight, Gary. Appreciate you getting in there and joining us. Then, man, I haven't heard from you in a long time, Clark. You talk about haven't checked in a while, that's for sure. I was like, I know that call sign. That's KR4DOI, and that's Clark, and he's mobile tonight. Super glad to hear you, sir. Definitely haven't heard your voice in a while. So come back and join us as often as you can. All right, I'm going to move on to the patient group, and that's going to be Echo Through Hotel. That's our last formal group of folks waiting for me to stop talking. So here we go. Echo Through Hotel, call KQ4WHN.
WHN. And everyone on the net, please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray. KO4 HKX, it's Patrick. I'm at home in Penrose, no comment, no traffic tonight. Thanks for calling that, sir.
KQ4 WHN. And everyone on the net, this is November 4 Hotel Charlie. N4HHC, Warren, and Taylor's negative and negative tonight.
4WHN. Hey, Mark, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. KC4EZN, Harry and Kevin, North Carolina. I will be negative and negative tonight, Mark, and thanks.
November 4, Echo Delta Whiskey. Ed in Brevard, no traffic, I'm monitoring.
KQ4WHN. Thank you for bringing us all together here tonight. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike, Foxtrot to Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, please. Everybody have a good night. 7-3.
KQ4WHN with Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And net control would like to recognize KO4HKX. That's Patrick coming to us from Penrose, North Carolina. Another one of our net control operators. Good to hear your voice, Patrick, and appreciate you joining us. Then I've got N4HHC. That's Warren. He's there in Taylor's. Good to hear you tonight, sir, and thanks for joining us. Got KC4. I need to slow down. KC4EZN. That's Harry, and he's in Candler, North Carolina. Always good to hear your voice, Harry, and appreciate you joining us. Got N4EDW. That's Ed coming to us from Brevard, home of the white squirrel, if you haven't had that joy. There's a lot of population of white squirrels in Brevard, and it's quite the sight to behold. Then we've got KK4JBQ, that's Larry. And Larry brings along Donna, KC4MFK.
And Donna makes number 60. So we've got quite the net going tonight. So thanks for getting that in there, Larry. Let Donna know she wins the prize. And as soon as I figure out what that is, well, I'll let her know. All right, we've been through the alphabet once. We've taken care of our Echolink stations. Our pre-net check-ins are done. We're up to 60 check-ins, so let's go back through the alphabet, do an all-call, anybody anywhere, the sound of my voice, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If you want to check in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, call KQ4 WHM.
KQ4 Golf India, Kilo, Wayne and Etowah, the in and out, 73.
WHM. Check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4. To be determined, KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela. Both here in Southern Greenville County. Negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
KQ4WHN. Check in N2SWJ, November 2, Sierra Whiskey Juliet. This is Scott. I'm at Epcot, remotely operating my station in Greer. I'll be negative and negative.
KQ4WHN with Blue Ridge 2 meter net. And net control would like to recognize KQ4GIK. Wow. KQ4GIK. Well, that's Wayne there in Hendersonville. Got K4XB. That's Tommy. And he brings along KQ4TBD. That's Angela. And they're both in Southern Greenville County. Knew you were out there somewhere, Tommy. I just had to wait you out. Appreciate you getting on the log tonight. Then I've got N2SWJ coming to us from the land of the future there at Disney Epcot Center. Good to hear from you, Scott. And hopefully you had a fantastic time at Hamcation down there in Orlando. Glad to hear you've spent some extra time having some fun down there. Hopefully it's a ball of wax that you're out there enjoying. I've been to Epcot a couple of times, but never with the kids, so it was always a work thing. But glad to hear your voice tonight, sir, and appreciate you doing that. All right, I think we've been around the alphabet twice now, so I'm going to go ahead and say this is KQ4WHN now securing the formal portion of the net. With our thanks for those checking in, all stations wishing to secure may do so. We'll now begin the rank chew portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between rank chews. I had promised Chris, KG4ZGS, that I was going to ask him a question. And if he doesn't mind, Chris, I'd like to get an update on the Baofeng radios you bought. You got some tri-band radios. I can't remember the number. The model number, but you want to tell us your experience over the last week and what you think of them? I think the public wants to know, so let's talk about it.
Before WHN, this is Chris here, KG4ZGS, excuse me. And, I had the Baofengs took forever to get to my house. UPS was backlogged from the snowstorm and the ice storm. And my radios came in, but they were like 10 days later than they said they were going to be. So I've enjoyed programming them a little bit. And it's the Baofeng K5 Plus. It's a tri-band. I've got a Nagoya tri-band antenna on it. I got two radios, but I've only pulled one out of the box. So I've got the Nagoya tri-band, and I made my first 1.25 meter contact, and that was my dad. I went up to North Carolina and hung out with him, and he had never made a 1.25 contact, so we got on our radios and went a little bit away from each other and made a 222 contact there, and so that's pretty cool. And this last weekend, he helped me install a GMRS radio in my mobile rig. So now I've got two radios on my gooseneck stand here. I've got my dual band that I'm talking on right now. And I've got my GMRS radio, and I checked into my first GMRS net this evening. So, yeah, I'm having a lot of fun on VHF and UHF, dude.
Heard KI4LZI Andy talking about 1.2 meter nets. You look into any of those to see if they're still active and around?
I haven't house, there aren't any repeaters around that I can hit, but when I was in Spartanburg tonight, I plugged in the Spartanburg 222, I think it's 222 something, and then 224 is the transmit. I don't know what the exact frequency is. I have to pull up the radio and look. But I did plug in that repeater, and I hit it tonight, but there was nobody monitoring, so I didn't get any contacts there.
Capability, it's probably going to be almost your own repeater if you can find somebody to talk to on there, because that's I know none of the gear that I've ever looked at had had that as an option. And I kind of forgot it was one. I guess until maybe around summertime, and I went, oh yeah, that's another way that you could communicate. And I wonder why more radios aren't there. But I found out it's only the U.S. that has that frequency available, so it's not very popular in the rest of the world for that reason. And it's kind of hard to find them that have that capability to do that. But since everything's software these days, you would think you get the right antenna and you can do all sorts of things, and you just reprogram the guts to do that. But yeah, what do I know? I'm not making radios and trying to sell them.
I'm completely new to the 222 band. I know that it's a lesser used band, so some people are out there saying, oh man, you should get on it so that ham radio doesn't lose it. They don't sell it off to, you know, some other organization or whatever. So anyway, I'm trying my best to use it, but there ain't anybody on it. But I was able to contact my dad, and that was cool. And then, like I said, I got into that repeater today. It came back with a strong signal, but nobody replied to me. So I guess it's just up and running. Maybe for emergency comms, or maybe it's like, you know, something that you say, hey, I'll see you on that band or whatever. But no, it's cool, man. So, yeah, I've got three radios in my car now. I've got my two mobiles and my HT, and my setup is pretty sweet. I'm really loving it.
I think I heard you in a conversation this afternoon talking about the number of antennas you could put on the roof and where you're going to put them all, and at what point you would be judged. And I would just point out to you that you're always judged, so it doesn't really matter. You just do what makes you happy and let the rest of the world deal with their own feelings.
Yeah, I think I was talking to Dwayne earlier, and he said, I don't think anyone that's a ham radio operator will be a good judge of style. Made me laugh. I was like, yeah, I'm gonna be that guy with, right now I've got two antennas on my car, but I might, I think I'm probably going to put an HF antenna, and I'm currently studying for my general license, so I'd like to get an HF rig and put an antenna up, and then I might have to put up a CB radio antenna also, so I might have four antennas on this thing.
For every corner of the roof, so, you know, that's symmetry that you got going on there, so... What kind of HF rig are you looking to put in the car?
Oh, you're putting me on the spot. I'm looking at a Yaesu. Man, I don't want to get this wrong. I think it's the FT891. I'm pulling it up on my phone right now. But it does 10 meters through at least... Yeah, it's the Yaesu FT891. It does 10 meters through 80 meters, I think. I don't know if it goes to 160 or not, but it does 10 through 80, I believe. And I'm looking at putting a diamond antenna on that will be that I can tune from the radio.
One, but I have heard many, many people praise the 891 as a go-to radio, so I don't think you'll be disappointed with that one. But you just you got to figure out how to get all those antennas up there and not have them interfere with each other, and I'd be able to start the car once in a while if you don't pull it off the battery too hard. But you've kind of gone from, I'm going to let this amateur radio thing kind of sit in the closet for a little while to full speed. So I'm proud of you.
Thank you. I was on a hiatus for many years, and my dad helped me install my dual band in my car on Christmas Day. And I've been really enjoying talking to you guys. And I dove down the GMRS rabbit hole because I was talking about that those Baofengs, and another operator gave me some good advice, and I went back and read FCC 95, and I was like, oh, I can't radio. So then I went and got a GMRS radio. So I've got those side-by-side on my gooseneck mount. I had to get an extender bar for the mount so I can sit both of the radio brackets side-by-side. It looks pretty sharp in my car right now. Not going to lie, it's a pretty sweet setup. But, yeah, dude, the antennas, I've got my two antennas on the trunk of my car. I've got them on trunk lip mounts. And so if I get an HF rig, I'll probably put it on the back of the trunk instead of the side. But, some of the guys I was talking to said, get ready to spend a lot of money, and I can see how that's possible.
I had to take a second to laugh at that. Yeah, it's a spendy hobby, but eventually you get to a level of parity, and you're able to go, I need one more HT, but I think I have enough after that. So, I've kind of gotten to that point, but I still have points where I go, you know, man, it would be really nice to have this and that and the other thing, and then I go, do I really need it, though? Is that something I really need? But let me put a pause in the conversation. Chris, I'm going to come back to you. I have two more questions for you, if you don't mind me interviewing you. But I'm going to go ahead and throw a call out. Anybody want to check in? Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. Anywhere, anyhow, you want to call KQ4WHN. This is KQ4WHN with Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. All right, Chris, I have two questions for you. One is, I think I've asked this one before, but I want to hear it again, just in case something's changed. What kind of mount do you have to put two radios there within reach of your driving or steering wheel? What kind of mount did you invest in?
I don't know what the brand is, but it's a gooseneck mount, and I have it bolted to the rail of my passenger seat in my car, and the stem of the mount is adjustable. It's bendy, but it's pretty stiff, so you have to really work it to try to bend it in the direction that you want. And I just had my 2-meter 440 radio on it when I first got back into it, and then with this GMRS radio, my dad sent me a link to buy an extender bar, so I was able to, it's like a lateral bar that attaches to the gooseneck mount, and it's long enough that I can accommodate my dual band ham radio and my GMRS radio, and so each radio bracket attaches to that extender bar that's on the gooseneck mount, and I'm in a Mercury Grand Marquis, so they're kind of they're in the center between the two front seats, and I used a bracket to screw the bottom part of the gooseneck into the floorboard of the car so that it wouldn't be so bouncy when I'm driving around, and it's working out pretty good, man. It's pretty stable, and I've got both these radios sitting here, so, and my car is a, like I said, it's a Grand Marquis. I was showing one of my friends the rig earlier today, and he said, man, your car's looking more like a cop car every day.
Good lights and sirens so that you can go, full image there and pretend you're a member of law enforcement, or at least as important as a member of law enforcement, when in fact you actually have a rolling comm van, as they call it. Okay, so second question, because a lot of us have GMRS licenses and radios. I've got a little tiny Anytone here that sits as my base that I use to communicate with the family if necessary. When the great tragedy strikes, I've got prepared to do that, and that's why a lot of us have those GMRS licenses. What net did you check into on a Tuesday night? I'm just curious.
Right on. This is KG4ZGS for ID. By the way, you said you got your Anytone there. My dual band is an Anytone 778. Tonight on the GMRS. I checked into the Cherry Mountain 675. It's in Forest City, North Carolina. And they have a net every Tuesday night at 8:30 p.m. So I checked in. It's kind of crazy. I checked in with that net, and then this net on 2 meter Blue Ridge Amateur Radio started, and so I was kind of toggling the volume on both of my radios so I could hear what was going on, and like if there was a pause in one radio, then I turned the volume up on the other one, and vice versa. So I was sitting there trying to go, you know, navigate between the two. But I got a. I don't know how to say it, dude. Everybody says it a different way, but my radio is a Woshin, Ocean, Wushan, Wushin, Wuxon, whatever that word is. Everybody says it wrong, but they all think they say it right. Everybody's like, oh, no, I know how to say it. But it's a Woshin KGXS20G Plus, and I've got a little Midland micromobile antenna, and I'm really digging it.
I've gotten into the upstate GMRS nets. I try and do them. They do them only on Monday nights, and I'm trying to get better at my GMRS game, and you know, make sure I kind of stay attuned to that. I think Fletcher, I can reach on a good night when propagation permits. My antenna is not super well. It's a nice J pole, but it's up in the attic, and it's not. It depends on which way the wind's blowing sometimes, whether I can get to Fletcher. But I definitely hear them. I kind of learned the importance of setting those downward CTCSS tones on GMRS, because you can get a lot more than one repeater on the same frequency, which, that's the life that they've chosen to live. And that definitely is confusing when you can't figure out which repeater you're communicating with, because everybody's on the same frequency, and if you don't have your tone set correctly, you suddenly are hearing multiple conversations from multiple repeaters if you're in the right place. So, interesting. Okay. Well, I appreciate you giving me an update on the radios. Glad to hear that you're being successful with them. I definitely, when you were checking, I think you were checking in with on one of them last week, or I heard you having a conversation on one of them, and you're making it into the repeater pretty well. So, I mean, it wasn't confusing to me that you weren't on an HT, but you were making it in with plenty of room to spare, and that's always a good thing. But I appreciate the conversation, Chris, and anything else you want to add to the conversation?
Yeah, I think you might have heard me checking in on my HT, the Baofeng, from inside my house, and the signal was a little, there was a little white noise and some scratchiness there, but they said they could hear me okay. So, but yeah, dude, appreciated talking to you tonight, Mark, and thanks for your time, and I'm really enjoying just getting to chit-chat with folks like you and everybody else, so thank you very much. This is KG4ZGS, and I'll turn it back over to you, sir.
It's open for a conversation, and that's what the net's all about. It's do a little rank chew, have a little conversation. Love the product reports and, you know, folks finding stuff that they appreciate, that maybe we may appreciate. That's honestly, I think, how I bought every piece of my ham gear was somebody got excited about it and started talking about it, whether it was on a net or whether it was on a YouTube video or something else, and just somebody gets really, really excited about stuff. And the one I've been hearing about recently is the Shark RF M1KE device. I don't know if anybody monitors the Fleet Talk repeater network. It's about 16 repeaters all over North and South Carolina. And they got a couple of guys on there that are just absolute apostles for the M1KE, and it sounds pretty cool. It's not a radio, but it does require a ham radio license to operate, and it does all the different digital stuff. And $400 is a little steep for me, but I might see him and go further down the path of geekdom. But okay, let's throw it out there.
make sure we got everybody checked in. If there's anybody out there listening you haven't checked in, Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net, call KQ4WHM.
Reach KT4K.
4K, this is KQ4WHM. Do you want to say something? I've got the floor waiting for you, sir.
Yeah, sure. I'm on the M1KE right now. But they were just on sale. They may still be on sale for like $360, which is, or maybe plus a few dollars, which is a pretty good deal. KT4K.
I checked the Shark RF website today, and it had two different prices. Unfortunately, when you went to check out, it was back to the $400 price. I don't know if there's a discount code or something. I heard somebody saying there was a hamcation discount that they were offering, but couldn't find it written up anywhere, and I saw kind of a discounted price when you first select the product, and but when you took it to the checkout utility at the shopping cart, let's just say that when you took your shopping cart to checkout, it was back to the regular price. So I don't know that I would have made that as an impulse purchase, but man, it's got a lot of fans.
Okay, I'm going through my emails right now. If I find that deal there, I'll come back. KT4K.
That's just what I need is a reason to go buy another ham radio toy. But I'm curious if you find it. I don't know that I need it, but I'm gonna write it down anyway if you happen to come across it. Okay, this is KQ4WHN with Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. I'm going to throw out an all call, and we're coming to the top of the hour, so I'm going to give everybody a chance to put their feet up, make sure they get the dog out, and get to school on time, as it is a school night. So we won't go on and on and keep people up past their bedtimes. So anybody anywhere, you want to check in the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net, call KQ4WHN. We got everybody. Martin, I'm going to hang around here just to give you a chance to look that up, but in the interim, I'm going to go ahead and let the repeater go back to doing what the repeater does, which is, for the most part, wait for one of us to hit that PTT button on the side of the microphone. So, this is KQ4WHN, now securing the phone. Nope, I'm reading the wrong part of the script again. You know what? I should look before I leap. Actually, let me get my net report ready. That's probably the next thing I need to do. And then I will send that, and then we'll wrap it up for the night. Stand by.
Yeah, 4K, the sale did end the 16th, but he's been running quite a few, every few months he's been running a net sale about the same price. So just keep an eye on it. You'll catch them. KT4K, they are addicting. KT4K.
Martin, I appreciate that. I think that's the first time I had the net report double with somebody, so I'll see if I can't send that again. But I know they have a mailing list, and maybe I need to sign up for that and stay abreast of the offers they got going on. We got Hamvention, I think, coming up, and like you say, I'm sure they'll have various opportunities to go out there and spend that money. Man, I really don't need to spend that money, but it does have a loyal following, and I've never bought anything from Estonia before, so why not? All right, stand by. I'm going to try the net report one more time and see if I can get it out. And, Martin, I appreciate you looking that up for me. Hey, folks. Well, Gary, KI4DOS, is going to be running the net tomorrow night, and I'm sure he would appreciate you joining him and spending some time with him on a Wednesday night. Well, he will also be hosting the swap net that happens after the formal portion of the net. Usually 20 to 30 minutes past the hour, you get an opportunity to go out and see what else you need to spend your money on, because somebody else is trying to sell it. Well, of course, we need to buy it, because that's just the problem that we have. But thanks, one and all, for joining us tonight. Appreciate your time. Appreciate the conversation. Hopefully, we'll see you again next Tuesday. This is KQ4WHN, now securing Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net, with our thanks for those checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73, and good night.